This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. When it comes to financial independence, the earlier the better, right? Kids would certainly agree. Who wants to ask mom and dad for money? And many parents would be more than happy to surrender their position as financial overlords and the family bank. But how early do you start teaching real economic concepts? How does elementary school sound? Recess may be the favorite part of the day at St. Anne's, a Catholic elementary and middle school in Santa Monica. But the lesson they're about to get in Anna Renteria's fourth grade class will surely run a close second.
The only thing that I want on your desk is a pencil.
Oh.
Ms. Renteria quieted the class and handed it over to the day's guest instructors.
I'm Chris Tesserero. I go to Loyola High School. My favorite subject is economics, and today we're teaching about economics.
Tesserero and his classmate Conrad Ucropina, both 18 years old, were at St. Anne's to talk the kids through some very basic tenets of finance.
Today we'll be teaching about opportunity costs, which is something we'll go into in a little bit, but I just want to see if you guys remember anything from the last lesson we had on economics and human capital. Already got a hand up. So what do you think, Stephen?
Human capital is like your personal, like how it's how you are, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All the details that make you yourself alone.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. Anyone want to add on to that? Yes, Aaron.
It's like who you are and how you feel.
That's a great response. Basically, human capital is the individual skills that you have.
The visit was part of a program created 3 years ago by Tesserero and Ucropina's high school economics teacher. Brian Held sends his Loyola students out to low-income schools to teach the fundamentals of finance to younger kids.
An old expression in the ed world is that teaching is learning. So by them going out to teach, I'm hopefully reinforcing to them just how important the economic concepts are. For them to know, but also for the kids that they're teaching it to.
Sure, yeah. All right, well, basically, opportunity cost is basically with any choice that you make, like choosing, let's say it's a Friday night and you have to choose between, you know, going to a movie or, you know, staying home and studying, because I know that's what I do on Friday nights. The opportunity cost is everything that you lose by not taking choice B.
That's exactly it, yeah.
If you do opportunity A and you want to go to both of them, you have to think of doing them in separate times, right?
Okay, so it takes more explaining
in the
10-year-olds.
I see what you're meaning. Like,
but
you
the
study,
key here is the rapt attention like, being lavished on the visiting teachers. These are high school people, high school star athletes, to be specific. So if you're going to learn about human capital and opportunity cost, you might as well learn it from the cool kids, right? And Tesserero and Ucropina, well, they get that.
Some kids, you know, at young stages, they can go into high school and see, you know, instant money and working at, like, McDonald's or something like that and say, why college? That's just debt. I can earn money now. And, you know, what we're trying to convey to them in human capital and opportunity cost lessons are that stay in school. You can make more money in the future and be more successful and reach your full potential.
We're trying to tie everything back into school, trying to get them to realize that their best chance to create their own human capital is through school. Do you guys like these?
Pretty cool. We made them.
Yeah?
Wow, talk about creativity.
As the youngsters watched, their guest teachers put on, yes, kitchen aprons with pockets that contained tchotchkes from different theme parks.
So today, guys, we are going to be making a trip. Let's imagine that it's your birthday, and we are either going to Disneyland or Legoland. And, you know, there's opportunity costs to both options. But it really comes down to what decision you guys want to make.
They proceeded to outline a simple cost-benefit analysis to the theme parks, and the kids then made decisions about where they'd want to go. In the end, it was evident that the messages were getting through.
I'm Sarah, and I'm 10 years old. I've learned that you should, like, pick the right thing that you want to choose, and then you can do the other one another time.
Right. So it's all about choices, right? Who else?
My name's Arlene, and I'm 10, and I learned that money doesn't matter. You can use it for a time where you really need it.
Okay. How about over there?
My name is Daniela, and I'm 9 years old. And what I learned from Chris and Conrad is that I should really do the right thing and choose what is really important.
Good. And one more?
My name is Stephen Townsend. I am 9 and a half years old. I'm turning 10 this July 5th.
And happy birthday.
I've learned about a lot of things that you can miss on by making just one choice, and how and what choices are real can be really hard to make.
See, I told you we could all learn about finance from fourth graders.